This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Nick Snacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny and Alyssa Sanchez. Nick is a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments and the voice of the Colorado Grit. Alyssa, a self-proclaimed local hero, is a proud cat owner and brings balance to Nick's antics. Nick Snacks touches on Nick and Alyssa's passions and interests, as well as local and global conversation starters, through their perspectives, offering unique insights to the world's happenings. Prepare to be entertained during this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
Everybody's going to die. Everybody slipping away into the night. But we feel it all right.
Alyssa, will you start the show?
Welcome to Nick Snacks, where Micah bums us out from the jump.
This is a very positive song.
Oh, is it? It sounds super awesome. Love it.
Whenever I have to get up really early, that's the song that wakes me up on my phone.
Oh, I see. That's it's the song that starts the show now. So
no, just for today.
Yeah. Don't worry, I almost gave Nick a heart attack.
Bring it on.
Yep.
Just take me now.
That's fair.
Well, welcome to Nick Snacks with Alyssa. Alyssa, we've missed you.
I know. Life's been crazy. It's been nuts. Glad to be back, though.
Yeah, we gotta find our new schedules and vibes because things are constantly in flow.
Yep,
and in flux. But thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We love being here. We did have a week off, so we have to give number one priority to Charlotte the Stingray.
Yes,
and at the last Nick Snacks, it's a pretty significant gestation period. That the babies have not been born yet from Charlotte. However, Charlotte the Virgin Stingray is growing something besides just babies.
What is she growing?
A barb.
Oh.
A barb fell off of her tail and she's growing a new one.
Oh.
So, you know, I love that. I saw it like, oh, we have to give an update on Charlotte. And of course that catches the eye of what's she growing besides babies. Same thing as, you know, iguanas or reptiles who can grow appendages, or an octopus with, you know,
shark
one of their
ray?
Eight
shark ray. Octopus ray.
So Charlotte has not had her babies yet. She has the ability to regrow her barbs, at least a barb that she had lost from her tail.
Nice.
There's
what
no,
can't she do?
I think that she might potentially be the most qualified candidate for the next presidential election.
I agree. I'm with you.
Even though
she's uniting the nation.
She's not 35 years old. But
in stingray years, though.
Exactly.
Is.
Have we even calculated what that might be?
Not yet. I bet Charlotte will be the first one to do it. She probably will.
To bring politics to Nick Snacks, yes. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Yep.
I'm not going to teeter the line any further than that. But you know what? Charlotte has brought significant economic growth to that town in North Carolina.
Oh, well, good.
Good for her. People want to see Charlotte.
I do, too.
Perhaps that's why she shed her barb.
Oh, to grow a new, fancier one for
sharper.
Her fans.
I think
sharper,
this one might be. Micah, what was Wolverine's adamantium? Is that it?
That is correct.
Yeah, it's going to be an adamantium barb that she'll be able to defend herself
and her young
and her immaculately
young,
immaculately young.
Yep,
immaculately conceived. Her, they weren't really conceived though. What do you call they? Because they weren't conceived. I mean, you know, in the Bible lore, Jesus was a baby who was from an immaculate conception.
But Franco Harris, when he caught that ball, it was immaculate.
There's that.
Boom.
But for animals, can we call it an immaculate conception? Is it still conception?
I don't know.
I hope it's all fake.
I think that, yeah, for lack of a better term, yeah, immaculate conception.
Because we don't have another word for it.
Yes.
Miracle?
But we'll work on miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle, yeah.
It is. But if this happens in nature, though, Micah, that's not a miracle. That's just nature doing its thing.
You know what I think?
Huh?
I think someone needed money. And so what happened was someone went there late at night and just made it artificially, and boom, money flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we all have theories. This is how science is so popular. Everyone has a theory.
Hypothesis.
Now Micah proved that theory.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Because you were the guy, weren't you?
Yes.
You were the free-flowing man who
broke
in.
I don't need money, and obviously, I'm not devious enough to come up with these ideas. I come up with
you
these
You just came up with the idea.
Opinions after the fact.
I'm not devious enough to come up with these ideas yet.
After the fact. After the fact, yes, I can speculate.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
I will speculate on other people's actions.
Hindsight's 20/20. Love to use that phrase.
Yeah.
Around a blind person? Wow, Alyssa.
I wear glasses. So, we all wear glasses.
We all do, yeah.
Wow, go us.
I'm due. Okay, hold on. Topic segment one is Charlotte, so we're deviating from
the
Charlotte.
Plan.
We have three more segments, but
when are we going to start talking about the Hornets?
I don't know, like the F-18 aircraft or the Bees?
Isn't that the basketball team, the Charlotte Hornets?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about the sports ball.
This could have been a long time ago, because back in high school, for picture day, I wore a Charlotte Hornets shirt 3 years in a row without realizing it. Until at some point, God. I was like, oh, I wore the same shirt all 3 years, made the same expression all 3 years. What was the point?
What was the point, Micah? Let's dig into that.
Yeah, let's get deep.
I didn't really care, and it was a very comfortable shirt, and that's why I wore it.
But there was at least 1 year in which you did care, so was that the year you didn't yet own the shirt? Or where you realized, I wore the same shirt 3 years in a row.
Let me switch it up.
Yeah.
I just wore it because it was really comfortable, and I didn't care any of the years. I just didn't make – I just made kind of a – I exist expression.
You know what I wish? Because all these surveys are now going out, and probably your emails, your text messages, your phone calls for just political temperatures and where we are.
Yep.
And I think one of the questions should be, were you a person who prepared for picture day?
Yes, I agree.
And also, what does that tell you
and
about a human?
How long did you prepare?
Alyssa, how long did you prepare for picture
man.
Day?
I mean, like, a bit. Like, you know, you plan your outfit, you do your hair.
You have to do the extra makeup because there's always a zit.
No. The thing with picture day is you don't – I think it's a bad idea to put on extra makeup for things like that.
Because the flash, like, really
– Yeah, and just, like, it's better to look like – I don't know. That's my personal
like yourself?
Vibe. Yes. If you want to wear more makeup, though, slay. And I love it. But me, I didn't wear extra. But I prepared for picture day, of course. I love
picture
day.
Are you young enough to say slay?
Yes. Everybody's coming from my age
also,
recently. I'm young.
It's not slay anymore. There's a new one, and I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Hang on. Let me text my niece.
It was from last night. I was talking to my best friend, Tanner. Who was an original, one of the first guests on Nick Snacks.
Wow.
4 years ago. We're coming up on a 4-year anniversary.
That's insane because when I started, it was 2 years.
Look at this. Look at how far we've come.
That's crazy. Wow. Go you, go us. Mm. That's interesting.
My favorite part of picture day, it was like pretzel day in the office because they gave you free combs. Like, I don't know. It's not like we didn't have a comb or a brush or anything at home. It was just like, sweet, I have a comb.
I did not get free combs.
Wow.
That would have been awesome. No, I thought that. And then senior year, senior pictures, totally different ballgame. Like getting them done professionally.
Oh, yeah. Like different costumes and outfits.
Costumes? You wore costumes to your senior pictures?
I was in marching band. I was a drum major, so I had my... It was a uniform, I suppose. Maybe not costume.
But it's similar. Okay, yes. Yeah.
It had a cape. Only a half cape, though. It wasn't a full cape.
Just, okay. Okay, that's costume-esque. I'm shocked you didn't dress up as a stormtrooper.
I didn't have the capacity yet, at the time.
But now, I wish now that, like, we have license pictures, so I guess we do kind of have picture day IRL, but I...
That's in real life for boomers.
Yeah, since I'm so young, barely young enough to say slay, though. When is that? I guess headshots, I just avoid getting... professional headshots like the plague. I don't really know why, but
I have my headshots with Edward Jones, and it's about a month to I want to redo mine because I had a contact or something off.
Oh,
probably from hockey. So one eye was bloodshot, the other one was fine. So I look horrifying in my headshot that has to go on
everything. That's what
Photoshop
is for.
Yeah, it hasn't worked yet. But they, give specific instructions of, tilt at this angle, this, that, and the other, smile, blah, 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 with that Edward Jones smile. So, I've got a contagious smile at times, but also...
You need artificial intelligence.
Bloodshot is...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's hard to.
I know. Well, it's hard. I feel like my issue with picture day things, or just getting my picture taken in general, I never know if I'm going to be having a good hair day because I have curly hair.
Ah,
so like,
me too, actually.
I never know.
I have the straight hair. Always have a good hair day.
Well, that's good. Good for you, Mike.
All right, stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be right back after this brief break.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Nick Snacks here in the Aloe Fiber Studios with Alyssa Sanchez, self-proclaimed hero.
Yes, it's true. That's my title.
Tis. Well, a profound topic.
Okay.
I don't know, not really.
But I'm excited.
It's true. We have three distinct generations here, or at least three distinct individuals.
Yes.
That have access to a microphone.
Yep.
In this exact moment. But I was listening recently to a Simon Sinek podcast, and I've talked about some of the Simon Sinek things, the 8-minute friend, the Find Your Why. That's the book I'm reading now. Simon's legendary.
Love it.
But there was one he was talking to, I can't remember if it was a psychologist or something, but when it comes down to cell phone use and with kids, and Alyssa, your background and education is in education, and same with mine. I mean, career-wise, no, but at least my formal education, a portion of it was. But where we are today with cell phones and how glued we are to technology, there is a fascinating podcast a few weeks ago of parents. I don't mean any, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but don't really know how to parent or discipline or set expectations or whatever. You have a fourth grader who wants a cell phone because everyone else in their class has a cell phone. And if you don't get them a cell phone, then they're bullied or missing out. But cell phones and social media and the toxicity and that instant access and connection is a bit much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then when's it like, how do you put up boundaries? How do you set boundaries? Mm-hmm. I know when I was going through my student teaching like 10 years ago in music, you don't need your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one music teacher had gotten one of those old, like, over-the-door, I don't want to say old, but, like, you could store your calculators there or whatever.
Right.
That was for cell phones. Well, no, because it became a parents. I need to get a hold of my kids, so, well, I'm just using my cell phone on my stand for a tuner. No, listen to the band. Listen to the orchestra. That's how you tune. But a teacher could never take away a cell phone. That's an invasion of privacy. Well, statistics show now that about 70% of parents would not be upset if schools took away cell phones or did not allow cell phones in the classroom because they, as you know, and principals want that, but they're the bad guys no matter what. You have about 30% of the population who wants to be able to get a hold of their child in case of an emergency. Well, you know where they go to school, and the school knows exactly where they are at that time.
Right.
So, but principals don't have the backing yet or the confidence that they'll have the backing of 70% of the population saying, we don't know how to institute these cell phone restrictions for our kids. How do you, how, I don't know. I was talking to some of my grip players, and their cell phones are taken away at certain times, of course, practice, game days. On travel, you know, overnight and stuff, to make sure they get their sleep, to and that's scientifically proven too. You know, all that awful blue light that you're scrolling through, this is why our sleep's all disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a central charging station, I don't know, in your house. And there's a story that they had shared in that podcast of a family, I don't know, three kids and two parents that went on a family vacation, a road trip, and they only took one cell phone. And the first 2 days, they said, were absolute hell and misery because kids just wanted to talk to their friends, connect. They wanted to have that instant connection with anyone and whoever. Social media, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. But by the end of the trip, they had one of the best family experiences because they were spending quality time with each other and not looking for that. I don't even know what you're searching for when you have these phones.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, as Mike is on his phone over there. That's a interesting and hot topic. And
it
we
is.
Know how, I mean, I deleted Facebook from my phone a couple months ago, and I'm barely on it. I don't know when the last time I was I posted, and I'm happy for it because I don't doom scroll.
Right.
I'm not watching this. I'm not liking this. I'm not feeling envious or jealous of this person, but mostly it's not the customized ads that come from me lingering my scroll for more than a fraction of a second to then have ads customized to this, that, or the other forever. I don't know. I'm going through this weird phone, do I like it or not phase.
I go through that pretty often too. I feel like, so when I was in a school, it was like we could take away cell phones. We didn't really do it, but it was like put your phone away. It's tough. It's hard. I think at this point, it's kind of tricky to say like cell phones are like undeniably bad because the digital world and like digital connection is super important to a ton of people. And it was a lifeline during the pandemic, like being able to connect with people via social media and keep in touch with people is like, for some people, that's everything. And for some people, that's their job, which is great. I agree with you, though. I don't really use social media much anymore. It's just like, it's just tough. It's tricky. And I feel like I'm less in tune with the real world when I am on social media, which is fine, kind of, because social media is its own world. But I think I'm more suited to my physical life than my digital one. Like, I'm not a good digital citizen. Like, I don't have clear boundaries for myself with the online sphere. But I do think, I don't know that kids need access to phones like that. Like, it's just dangerous also.
Well, and the whole, for any parent listening to, just know that the 70%, if you're feeling this way, that why do schools need, there's a lot of people who have your back and you're not the bad person. I didn't get a cell phone till one, I could pay for it myself. But even then it was when I could drive. Cause well, okay, what if something happens? It was a nice flip phone. Texting was still charged back then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. It sounds,
that would be crazy.
Oh yeah. I remember some bills my parents got that were like, well, thought it was free. Not really. but you know, second grade or third grade or fifth grade, I mean, I don't want to discourage any parents. I mean, it's convenient. It's easy. There's a lot of things technology can be really, really, really good for.
Right.
But there's also that dependence that I don't want to say it's a fake life, but people don't really post the bad things on social media.
No.
The scrolling, the AI, the technology.
AI is crazy too.
Customization of what you're seeing constantly. For me, again, it was the negativity of just so much stuff. And it's not that I ever liked the negativity. Mm-hmm. I like to be informed. I like to see both sides. But when I linger on a topic or an article and I see the comments, I'm like, one of my favorite questions that's asked to me is, help me understand.
Right.
Help me understand this. Why? And so sometimes seeing comments can be helpful.
Right.
But then when that forms my feed, it's like, gosh, this is just crummy and crappy all the time. I don't want to see this when I'm about to go to bed or the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning.
Right. Well, I think there's also an issue. What I found to be my kind of breaking point with social media was there's, you know, it's controlled by a company. And so what you're seeing, yes, is super tailored to you, but it's also super tailored to them. So, you know, there's paid ads. Like it made me feel like I was not truthfully getting like honest and true information because I was getting what was like they thought I would like to see, which maybe doesn't make you as open of a person to other perspectives and also just like aware there's stuff that goes on that I was just, I mean, I'm still unaware. Like I'm more unaware now, but I was only getting one side of the story, I guess is what I'm saying. So, which is tough.
The one that's viewed or customized towards you and what you.
Right. And then I'm only engaging with people that are like similar to me, which was great. It's a great community, but I don't know. It's a crazy world. I can't handle it.
You know what you should do?
What?
Just train your social media to do what I trained YouTube to do and just let it show you all the videos that you want to see. Like cat videos. I purposely decided I'm going to like every cat video that I see so it shows me more cat videos and less politics videos.
That's awesome.
And it worked.
Until a lot they of cat have videos. A, you know.
Cat politician.
Exactly. The cats. I don't know. What about Catfish?
Catfish? Oh, the show?
Is there a show called Catfish?
Yes.
Is that about a catfish?
No, it's about like catfishing online.
Oh, yeah, the whole.
Yep. That's a great show. I love it.
Is it?
Yes, I love that show.
Ooh. Well, we might dig into that. We might not. I don't know. We'll find out. Stay tuned for more Nick's Snacks. We'll be right back after this.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Nick's Snacks here with Alyssa, and it feels good to be back in the studio. We were just talking in the break, well, a little bit, and this is for Alyssa's topic, of music and memory care.
Yes.
The power of music. I mean, if we go back, you've inspired people with the Daylist. That is a frequent listener for me.
Yes.
Of the Daylist playlist.
Yes. Yeah. So I had this interesting conversation yesterday with somebody about the way that music like lights up the brain and how they have used music and music therapy and memory care patients to help, you know, remind them like this was a hit song when you would have been this age and try to spark, you know, brain activity and, you know, memories and, you know, like then with people who are married, your wedding song and things like that. But a lot of that is just like guesswork currently. It's like this, you know, if you know somebody really loved this one song, then you can use that. But a lot of it is just, this was popular maybe at this point in your life and you probably heard it. So it made me think that all of the, you know, streaming music services that we currently use could someday be really valuable in helping to, like, unlock memory and just even memory maintenance. Like, I know I listen back to songs from a certain time in my life, and I can remember the way I felt when I listened to it all the time. And it's interesting. I wonder if streaming services will do that, like, will market towards that as the generation that uses them gets older and maybe needs more memory care. I don't know. It's just really interesting.
So, question.
Yes.
So, if I come back and think of Nick Snacks, like, if they play a song, what song do you think would remind me of Nick Snacks?
Well, that's the...
Going to die. Sounds like something from Parks and Rec.
Sure does. No, but I think that another interesting part of that is, could you intentionally, like, assign songs to things you don't want to forget? Like, would that work in a preemptive, you know, you say, this is this person's song, you know, could that help in the future? I don't know.
It's, I can tell you what Nick and Alyssa's song is going to be.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Nope. Micah, enough. We're trying to be serious.
That's true.
I think, you know, look at, I think you're absolutely right with the music and the power of music and how it taps into people's minds. And there's one visceral memory I have from years and years and years ago with the orchestra. There was a partnership with the Alzheimer's Association, and they had done a study. This was based out of Fort Collins, and they were working with CSU, with the Fort Collins Symphony, with the Greeley Phil. And, of course, funding ran dry, and it's, you know, it's what it is. That's a sad thing to say. It shouldn't be. But, you know, it was inviting couples, you know, one of which who had dementia or Alzheimer's, to a concert. And this particular concert was called Leather and Lace, and it was half classical, half country.
Oh.
And so, anyway, there was, like, a dinner beforehand with some of these just case studies, I guess. Yeah. So there was conversation and questions before and then after the concert. But this, you know, man had brought his wife, and she had dementia, I mean, years, and something was performing. I think it was like Devil Went Down to Georgia or something.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, she sang along to every lyric of that.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
The man was just sobbing because with the dementia at that stage, she hadn't spoken in years.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the first time he heard his wife's voice in years, and it was triggered from a musical memory. And she had just sang all along to it. And it might have been, you know, just something like the Stars and Stripes Forever, or just something that was popular, relevant, who knows, but just triggered a memory. And absolutely, I think you can unlock into that. It's like with scents and smells, but you can't really recreate what my childhood house smelled like.
No.
That's a great idea if you can ever figure that out.
Yes.
You heard it on Nick Snacks
first. Yes, it is a good idea.
But I don't know how you could connect, you know, to me, like associating a song for an individual with some kind of memories. Have you seen the show Scrubs?
Yes.
I love it. The season series finale, I think, well, before they did like that bonus season, whatever rubbish that was so well done because it was just a poignant, powerful song with just video clips small of, I don't know, every character or big plot in that, I don't know, 8-season series.
Mm-hmm.
And something about that, I don't know, like we all get a little playlist or a recap of our life when that song pops on. For now, like I'm the same way. I listen to some stuff that I was really into in high school, and like I know I was at marching band that day.
Right.
We were this, we were that. It was kind of how you felt.
But. Right. Well, and with Spotify, it's so crazy because they do year, like a Wrapped. So I even have a decade Wrapped because I've had Spotify since I was young. So I have a playlist of my top songs from the past 10 years and then one for each year. I think they started in like years 6 or something, but past playlists from every single year in order of what I listened to most. Like, that's just, it's a powerful information to have, for sure. That's crazy.
I think that's where Spotify outdoes itself to Pandora or other music.
Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yep, I know. I like Apple Music, but Spotify has, and then, yeah, the day lists are so fun. They're super fun.
And it changes. I mean, it's like a community, I mean, based on where I think its failure is the even the chapters, the phases you go through in any given year of excitement, growth, sadness, loss. Your daylist seems to shift pretty dramatically.
Yes.
And for me, I need to have something in the background. And so at the office, I'm not necessarily listening to, I don't know. But then when I get home, it's, wait, no, this isn't what I want.
Right. You can, though, I will say, you can limit a set listening session to be excluded from your taste, is what they call it. So I do this because I listen to rain sounds at night. If I didn't do this, every single playlist would be rain sounds all the time. Uh-huh. So I turn that on at night, so that way my top song of the year is not
A rain sound?
Yes. That's so there's ways to do it, but you kind of have to know.
Where do you do that? Because I know there are some listeners out there who were fascinated by the daylist, and now you can go to Spotify.
It's in your settings. You can go. See, now I'm going to blip up. But it's in your settings and privacy.
Where do you go to settings? On your profile? Oh, tab your picture.
Yes. See, you're learning new stuff. And you can also see your listening history. So if a song plays and you really want to hear it.
See all 10 played.
Yes, all your recents.
I dig it.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of things you can do. You can also set it so if you put a playlist on shuffle, it will play automatically songs similar to the last song you heard. So it's like a cue that they create for you. You can turn that off, so it's a true shuffle. Spotify is crazy for the people that know how to really use it. It's cool.
I exclusively use Spotify.
Yes. And now they have audiobooks, too.
They do. You only get, 15 hours a month or something like that?
I know.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. And it doesn't sync. Audible will sync if you have a Kindle. I don't know that Spotify can sync yet. But they'll get there. They're doing everything. So they'll figure it out, I'm sure.
AI, I mean, it's, AI's big. Tesla recently, I don't even know if we've talked about this on Nick Snacks. Who knows the financial reasons? Oh, I think I know. But everyone who owns a Tesla gets full self-drive mode for a month. That came starting early April. Okay, that gives the 1.5 million Tesla drivers out there a dose of full self-drive mode. But it also gives them the largest discovery of how people drive in the roads of America or wherever Teslas are all over the world, but mostly in North America, and the amount of information they're going to gather just from allowing people to have that for 30 days. Revenue-wise, people will want that, pay their subscriptions, X, Y, and Z, but this is probably the largest collection of road data that's ever been done in history.
Jeez.
So, it's just going to feed and channel into the AI and technology of vehicles, not just Tesla, but I'm stoked to see what this could do.
Interesting.
Fascinating. More on that when we come back after this break.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Nick's Next. Glad to have Alyssa back. We were just talking AI technology. There's so much to go into, so maybe I don't know. It's fascinating.
It is. It is fascinating.
And, nothing to get. Everything's watching you at all times.
Yes.
Your phone is listening to you at all times. This is why I encourage, if you're out with somebody and they leave their phone on the table, if they get up to go to the restroom, of just speaking to the speaker, nonsense like, hemorrhoid cream.
Light bulbs, light bulbs, light bulbs.
Yes. And then they'll be like, why the heck do I have all these light bulb? Why do I have to go to Lowe's this weekend? Maybe I do. I got to get energy efficient bulbs or
right.
Who knows? It's, I mean, sorry, everyone. You forfeit your rights to. And also, if you really think you're that interesting to where the government's going to come and spy on you, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're not. So be upset that the government, because I gave a seminar recently to outsmart the scammers.
Mm.
And, I mean, scamming has gone from a, you know, couple million dollars a year to a multi-billion dollar a year that people lose, especially seniors. And the scamming that they're doing. And somebody asked at an assisted living facility where I had spoke, like, how is – why aren't there laws passed about this? And because people are making money. I can call a company. I can call several companies in town. Say, hey, can I have your customer list? No. But if you pay for it, I'll sell it to you. Great. I can get all your clientele. You sign up for whatever. You order from Kohl's once, and then Kohl's sells it to five other companies that they're in partnership with. And that's why you get so many spam emails.
Yes.
You unsubscribe, great, until the moment you purchase from them again. Because people are making money, and there will never be a law. I can't say never. That prohibits that. Because people are making money. You want to be upset about this? You live in America and it's capitalism. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Or shop small. There are little things you can do.
There are.
But
you'll still be added to that. And hopefully you're not getting scammed out.
I'll never forget when I got scammed out of Taylor Swift tickets.
That's like crossing a personal.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was horrible.
There.
Yeah. We should have known, though. Like, it was a random person in a group chat we were a part of that was like, I'm selling these tickets.
Was Taylor spelled T-A-E-L-O-R?
No, they wouldn't even get the tickets. Honestly, we just sent them money. It was stupid. It was dumb, but we acted so fast. It was before I'd seen her at all.
Oh, yeah. So of course you're enthusiastic. Everything's
right.
Going
I was like,
it.
Oh, four times. That's crazy. I was greedy.
Dang.
I know, but it's okay. Whatever.
You know, this goes back to me in like middle school. I played this game. Oh, it was called RuneScape. And it was you go and you, I don't know, accomplish missions and level up and whatever. But, you know, it was like, hey, do you want to join our clan? Like, yes, cool. Give me your most expensive piece of equipment. I'll give it right back and then we'll trust you. I was like 10 years old.
Yep.
So here's this. And then they ran off. And that was the day I lost trust in humanity.
Yeah, that's super real. That's super fair. That's now you help people keep hold of their assets.
Much as I can. Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome.
It's alarming and it's sad and it's scary, but yeah, they'll never. Because people are making money off of it, and it's money just keeps exchanging hands.
Ah. That's. Scary.
Well, it's a crappy experience, so if you or a loved one has ever been affected by a scammer, I know a guy.
Yes.
But also, just ask questions. I mean, don't. They prey on your emotions and the urgency. Nothing. I mean, nothing's that urgent. A surgeon's not going to call you saying, hey, I'm not going to give them this heart transplant. Unless you fork over money.
Until you give me your
your heart. Yeah. That's just not how the world works.
No, never over the phone, which is crazy nowadays, like that nothing's done over the phone.
Oh, and they do such a good job. I mean, and that's what's sad and scary. I think if humanity applied itself to, you know, the billions of dollars, if not more, a year that are scammed from people, they found ways to continually bypass do not call lists or voice recognition or mimicking a number that looks familiar. Gosh, we probably would have colonized half the solar system by now if humanity had maybe had.
I don't know if we need to colonize the solar system.
No, because we'd ruin the solar system. not just our.
We could have helped our own Earth a little, though, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yes.
All the sci-fi shows / documentaries that I watch.
Yeah.
Star Wars. We just don't take good care of things.
Us in space would be crazy.
The thing that's neat is that nature, one of my favorite phrases to say is numbers don't lie.
Yes.
You can craft a narrative around them and manipulate things. If I'm giving a portfolio to somebody, I can't forecast the future, but I can show you how this exact portfolio would have performed if 15 years ago we would have done this. Mm-hmm. But I like to encompass 2008 because that was a really bad year. Mm-hmm. I could make things look really good by bypassing 2022 or 2008 and customizing a portfolio. Oh, yeah, this would have gotten you 22%. Yeah, no, I can manipulate. But if you actually do the research and look at the things, the numbers don't lie. Craft whatever narrative you want against that.
Yes.
Same with humanity. That we're just – we don't – our history is not great.
No. We have some good history in there for sure, but
– yeah, Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Abe Lincoln was a good dude.
Yes.
It was I was listening to a podcast – oh, this was a couple of years ago. Maybe I've talked about it on the show, but it's because, you know, when – we'll say we're driving up I-25 to the west – you could have a beautiful sunset. One of my favorite moments in the night is when the mountains just look like a two-dimensional just shadow on the horizon. It's beautiful. You could see that. And then off to the east, you could see a 10-car pileup. Humans would gravitate and look and slow down more for the pileup than they would the beautiful scenery because humans are created to be fearful. Mm-hmm. And to dread. I mean, rightfully so. You left a cave and there are things out there to kill you, like saber-toothed tigers and
T-Rex.
Exactly. Well, the timelines don't really cross, but yes, we're going to go with that because I saw Jurassic Park, a phenomenal documentary about an island and a billionaire.
Wonderful.
Great score, too. Music.
Yes, so good.
But humans gravitate towards negativity. I mean, it's how we survived and became where we are today. So there's something to be said for that. But we also don't take the moments to just bask in the beauty in the world around us. And I think if we all had a little more pause instead of the rubbernecking and the gruesome gory details. But this is how we're hardwired. And can that evolution ever be taken out of our DNA?
I don't know about that, but I think there's definitely ways to overcome, like, because if you are in a secure and stable environment, there are definitely ways to overcome feeling that fear all the time. But then it's this, you'll still slow down for the car crash. I think that's as much fear as it is. Like we are a pack type of, we're social creatures, I guess is what I mean. So if we see somebody in a car crash, of course we're going to, what's going on? Like, everybody always thinks, like, do they need help? Do I need to, you know, like.
But no one ever, rarely do people act.
That's true, because we think, oh, all these people are seeing it. Like.
And it's
active bystander.
An interesting social study. You know, there was ones where, gosh, in the 80s where, you know, they'd electrocute people and.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know. I can't remember what study that was, but it's harrowing. It's awful of what people will do based on peer pressure. There was one recently I saw where a whistle was blown and they had three people that were actors. And anytime a whistle or a bell was rung, they stood up and they brought in like 97 other people at different times. And when the bell rang again, they sat down. Well, then throughout the course of that session, they're filling out paperwork or whatever. The people who stood up, you started doing it. And then if you didn't, then you were asked to leave. So by the end of the experiment, everyone was doing what those three paid actors were doing. So everyone else conformed to that without knowing why they were doing it.
Interesting. Humans are weird.
Micah's not back there agreeing. And, yeah, I agree too.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Oh, well, no reason, Micah.
And why'd you say human if you're looking at Micah?
That's fair.
Well, thanks for tuning in, Alyssa. It's great to have you back.
Yes.
We're going to talk about FOCO MX next week on an all-new Nick Snacks.
And that's our cutoff.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.